Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you find a life of peace and connection to yourself, to others, and to the world around you. Today we're going to be talking about the real root of stage seven, questioning everything, connecting to doubt, and how to maintain your sanity and turn that into an adventure rather than have that be a scary thing. So this is going to be a fun one. Before we get started, a shout out to new listeners in Garinglaj, India. Isamband kriye dhanyavad. Thank you for this connection. I'm so glad to have you here. Note to our international listeners, everything on the website can be translated. So if you click on any one particular article in the observation section over in the right-hand side is a choice of many different languages, including Hindi and others, that you can translate the site into to enjoy it in your native language if you like. That being said, lastingpeace.org can also be translated into many, many different languages. So please do enjoy. If you have questions, thoughts, etc., use the link in the show notes and head on over to the community page at CatherineColleen.com. Scroll down and use the form there to let me know what you're thinking about. That comes directly to me and you'll hear directly from me. So let's talk about questioning everything, connecting to doubt. So that's really what stage seven is about. The first time that you go through stage seven, many people call it the dark night of the soul or a midlife crisis or a quarter life crisis or a crisis of faith and so on. It can be kind of scary because you just don't know what's real anymore. So you throw it all out and start over to try to figure out what's true about life, about you, about the universe, about faith, so many things. If this is not the first time you've been through this, and even if it is the first time you're going through this, I recommend that you try to make it an adventure. Try to make the questioning fun. Now, as you question everything, remember to include questioning your religious teachings, social standards, your political stances, societal norms, choices you've made in your life, your lifestyle, your work, your future plans, your nutrition, your exercise, sexuality, literally everything else. Let nothing be immune from your exploration. In this stage, you want to question if it's true. Question if it's right for you. Question what you really want. Question which parts of faith and political thought and societal norms align with you. Right? There may be some particular aspect that you don't fully agree with, but part of it actually speaks to you. Pick things apart. And focus on what the answer is for you. And as you go about this exploration, the internet is your friend. So if you have found this podcast, then you have internet access. So be sure, you know, you can take a look and see what other people have found the answers to be. And that helps, but focus on what the answer is for you, just you. And as you explore and question things more directly, you'll end up forming your own interpretations. And as you form your own interpretations about how you want to live your life or how you interpret your religious texts or your own interpretations of political issues or the principles on which you want to found your life, you're going to have some challenges, more than a few. This is one of the hardest stages ever. So one challenge is you and your spouse or your family or your friends may end up in very different places, ideologically speaking. You may come to conclusions that are different from the people around you. Now, as a result, your family and your friends may change. They may change dramatically. But if you can, let it be. This is an opportunity. It's an opportunity to practice being connected to others who have different ideas. Maybe you could let their beliefs be theirs and you let your beliefs be yours. Now, if you're so different that it causes conflict or if maybe these other people in your life or maybe they're in stage five and they feel the need to attack you for feeling differently, then maybe you need some time away from them. If you discover that certain relationships are abusive or that certain people in your life are dangerous, then please remove yourself quickly. For more subtle toxicity, I recommend that you just fade away slowly and quietly. No drama necessary. But time changes us all, and one day you may want to reconnect, and at a point when you have both evolved. So I highly recommend avoiding drama regardless. Now, equally challenging is you may find that other areas of your life need a little reshaping based on your evolving beliefs. And these aren't just religious beliefs. These are political beliefs may evolve. That's okay. It's okay for your political beliefs to evolve over time. Everybody's beliefs evolve over time. And I'm not saying that everybody goes from the left to the right or the right to the left. It's just that everybody changes over time. So you may find that other areas of your life need a little reshaping based on your new beliefs or maybe some new principles that you choose to base your life on. Because this stage involves rapid and continual evolution, I would try to keep changes to a minimum until you are finished with this stage. If you make changes too early, you might evolve yet further, and you may find yourself in this chaotic race to keep up with your own changing beliefs. So in general, if safety is not a concern, wait until stage 8 to make any drastic changes in relationships or careers or lifestyles and things. Finish this questioning and so that you have a real solid foundation for any changes you want to make in your world. And then I really recommend that we try not to make others join you in this questioning if they are not ready. This is your journey, not theirs. Stage 7 is best done in private, in your own head. Now, if there's someone else who's also going through stage 7 and you want to connect and go through it together, that's cool. But don't try to pull anybody else into this stage if they're not already there. And the reason is they might see your questioning as a threat. They might fear losing you from their lives as you evolve. They may feel lesser because they're not questioning. Or they may see you as lesser because you are questioning. And none of these possibilities leads to anything good. So I would just kind of keep your thoughts and your questioning to yourself for now. You can journal about it, if it is safe to do so. So remember that in this stage, you're going to cycle through many many ideological changes. So try not to settle on any one belief set too adamantly before you've explored all of its cracks and inconsistencies and hypocrisies. For a while, you're going to be jumping between new beliefs like stepping stones. So don't cling to any one of them too tightly. Just think, this will do for now. For now, I think I'll believe this. So the question I always get on this stage is, how will you know when you've landed on the right magical combination of religious and social and moral and political and other beliefs that fit you ideally and you can finally move on to stage 8? How do you know when you're done? Well, you will have completed stage 7's questioning when your ideology is a simple set of overarching principles rather than specific rules and issues. And these principles are the same as those at the heart of all religions and all societies and all humanity. That's when you're done. And you're like, holy crap, what does that look like? Stage 7 is a great time to go, and you've played with this before, but if you haven't solidified it yet, do so now. This is the time to move your beliefs from specific issues to principles. Let me give you some examples. So there are specific political issues, such as guns, how you feel about guns, or how you feel about reproductive issues, or how you feel about different equality issues, or how you feel about financial issues. How do you feel about government spending? How do you feel about what you should be eating? Or how do you feel about different aspects of religion, different teachings or rituals, or the history of it all? And the mistake that we make is listing our beliefs as these really specific things. Like some people will say, I believe that anybody should be able to own a gun. Or other people will say, I believe that no one should be able to own a gun. And that's a specific belief. And we make a mistake when we just pile up a list of these specific beliefs. What you want to do is actually dig into deeper into why you feel that way. Why do you feel that way? And dig several steps deep. Ask why? And get to the root, the principle behind why you feel that way. And the principle behind why you feel that way might be, because I feel that way because life is precious. And I want people to live, or I want to live. Or your principle might be, if it's a financial issue, your principle might be that debt is slavery and I don't want to be a slave. Right, principles can filter down to many different beliefs. And principles is what you want to form. So when you've got a set of principles that can help you make choices throughout the day, and they're not super specific beliefs, they're just principles that inform your beliefs. And when your principles line up with your religion of choice, then you're ready to move on to stage 8. That's how you know. When you have principles and your principles line up with your religion, and I'm going to throw an extra one in there. I know I'm just making this harder on you. Your principles don't have any inconsistencies or hypocrisies in them. Like, for example, you don't have one principle that says that life is precious and another principle that says that life is not precious, right? They need to not contradict each other, right? So your principles don't have any contradictions. Then you're in a good place to move on to stage 8 with a solid foundation that will make sure you don't get pulled back to this questioning stage too often. Okay, so I know there's going to be questions about the questioning. So make sure that you use the link in the show notes. Send in your questions and thoughts. Let me know how this is going. Stage 7 is extraordinarily challenging, so let me help. I adore getting questions and thoughts in from everybody, so that comes directly to me. You'll hear back directly from me, so let me know how I can help. So that's enough homework for today. So until next time, I'm wishing you, Purna Asati, complete connection.